Good morning, everyone. It's a great morning. We're on day two, and I'm just gonna wait. It's a little bit before 7. I'm just gonna wait until some of you hop
Good
on this.
morning, Pinti, Yossi, Marisa, Vera. Morning, everybody.
Oh, this is so great. I'll just wait a little bit, because we are a little bit before 7, and yeah, you can take this time to relax your mind already. Focus on your breathing, and we're gonna start in a moment. This is day two of the Stay Safe and Sane meditation. And shout out to Ira. She's behind the camera. She's
Morning.
waking up with me every day to do this meditation with you guys. So I'm very, very grateful. Thank you, Ira.
Morning, Pinti.
Good morning, everyone. I think it's time, right? What time is it, Ira? Let's see. You have the. Let's see. 1 minute, guys, 1 minute. Ah. Interesting times, huh?
Good morning, Daniele.
Good morning.
Alma Wacker. Yeah,
I hope Monique
Vera.
is watching. Monique, I hope you can find it. She was just messaging me. Okay. So, 7 o'clock. At this moment. Good morning, you guys.
There's about 20 people.
Hello!
Good
How
morning.
great! So, today I want to do a heart meditation with you. Your heart beats around 100,000 times per day, and studies have shown that there are more. That there is more information coming from your heart to your brain than from your brain to your heart. And I can put this research in a link later if you are interested in that. And because of all these neural pathways that are in your heart, today I want to focus on your heart area because the antidote to fear, anxiety, stress is gratitude, love. How cheesy it may sound, it's true. So, we're going to focus on our heart today. Now, I want you to close your eyes. And before we begin, I want you to breathe in and out in a way that really relaxes you. And again. That's right. And once more. That's right. Okay. Now I want you to place your hands on your heart. And I want you to feel with your hand how your body is moving against it. And you don't have to do anything other than observing the movement, realizing your heart is beating around 100,000 times per day, And you don't have to do anything consciously for it. It's doing it all by itself. Now, what else can your heart do? All by itself. That you don't even have to think about. And I want you to relax your shoulders as you're having your hands there. And know that all the sounds in and around you, they help you to focus on the sound of my voice. And as you're having your hands on your heart, I want you to send some gratitude there. Thank you, heart, for beating for me. Even though my circumstances may not be ideal, you are still beating for me. Even if I'm sometimes afraid or anxious, you are still beating for me. Thank you for that. Even though I don't always give you enough attention, you are still continuing for me. Thank you. Thank you. And your heart is an area most people describe that love comes from. So I would like to invite you today, whenever you would interact with other people, to imagine that your heart is connecting with the heart of the other person. And now there may be people around you at this moment in time, maybe in another room, maybe next to you, close to you. And I want you to imagine that you're sending your heart connection to all these people around you. Because those that are hardest to love, they need it the most. Send it to everyone that you believe needs more love. And to that person, and to that person, and to that person. And realize that at this moment, now that you are more focused on your heart, you are more relaxed. Your heart is beating more rhythmically. You are more coherent your autonomic nervous system is healing. And studies have shown that people with more positive emotions have better health. Meaning that your heart can help you be healthy. And as you're sitting there, wondering and listening, being more and more relaxed, I want you to imagine all these little cells in your body, your immune system. With each breath you take, it's becoming stronger and stronger. Your body is doing so much for you. What else can it do for you? That's right. And I want you now, for the last thing we're going to do in this meditation, to go back to a time in your life, in your mind, where you were really appreciative and grateful for something. You felt the gratitude in your whole body and in your heart as you're having your hands there. Something you were really grateful for. And I want you to step into that moment. Feel what you feel. Hear what you hear. See what you see. How grateful are you for this? How great is it that you get to receive this? I want you to put out your hands in front of you with your eyes closed. And say to yourself, I want to have more of this feeling. Today, I'm receiving more of this feeling. Today, I'm going to look for opportunities, ways, moments to feel this feeling. And each time I focus on my heart, I allow myself to feel this feeling. Whatever anyone says, whatever I read in the news, whatever I encounter with, I'm asking myself, how can I be grateful for this? What are the opportunities in this? And I want you to place your hands back on your heart. And hold yourself and say to yourself, thank you. Thank you. Feel the trust in you growing and growing and growing and growing. And we're going to finish off again, just like yesterday, by making this trust, this love, this connection grow so much that you see it in a color. If it would have a color, which color would this love have? And make it expand and grow outside of you like a circle emanating outside of you, getting stronger and stronger, growing and growing further and further out to your surroundings, to the room around you. Yes, that's right. To the city around you, to the country around you, to the continent around you, to the whole universe around you. Make it be all this color coming from your heart, your whole body, out into the world. You're feeling better and better and better and better. That's right. Thank you so, so much. You're doing a great, great job. That's right. And it's very important for you to make this a habit, growing it, spinning it into the world, because then you will have a new way of looking at the world. And that's all you need. Now, as you're coming back more and more to this moment, becoming more present and aware, I have 1 minute left in which I want to say, today, I would advise you to take 1 hour, now that you have the time for yourself, 1 hour to be with yourself and brainstorm about your future. You have the time, you have the opportunity. Take 1 hour to brainstorm about your future. If anything were possible, what would you want your life to look like? And that's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to do a stomach meditation, which means we're going to focus on your belly area. And we're going to create some more reassurance and health in your body, strengthening your immune system so that you feel more grounded, more balanced, to do the right things and have a lot of fun today and tomorrow and every day. More and more fun in your life and with the people around you. Oh, how great it is to have more and more fun. So, thank you so much for watching. I hope this helped you and your heart to calm down and to have more love in your life. If there's any questions you have for me, anything you want to tell me, please feel free to message me. I'm here for you. I love you more than you will ever know. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Farah. And you have many, many hearts from many, many people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Farah.
I love you guys. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow then.
See you tomorrow.
Peace out.